Janet, 67, sits across from you in the memory clinic, fingertips pinching the edge of a paper brochure. The room smells faintly of disinfectant, and the fluorescent lights make the white table feel harsh and exposed. 6 months ago, your assessment pointed to early-stage Alzheimer's. She was still managing on her own, driving, living alone, tending a small backyard garden. Today's testing lands differently. Her recall slips. She loses the thread mid-task, and the overall score drops below your state's mandatory reporting threshold. If you file, the DMV automatically suspends her license. Janet does not know that last part. She tells you softly that her daughter Bethany is my whole reason. Bethany is about 40 minutes away, mostly highway, and there is no bus line. Without a car, Janet will struggle to get groceries, make appointments, or see her daughter. In prior notes, she called assisted living the beginning of dying, and you suspect losing her license could force that move within months. Janet studies your face. So does this mean I can keep driving? You can file the report now, protecting the public and following the law, but you may strip her independence in a single conversation. Or you can delay or avoid reporting, giving her time and a chance to plan, but risking your license, legal consequences, and the possibility she keeps driving when she should not. She is waiting for an answer, and she is about to walk out to her car. How do you respond?